5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow products poll question of the day. What are your expectations for Colorado State hoops this season? Big dance, second round, Sweet 16, or even Final Four. Who knows? Go vote at theholeshow.com. Joining me now in studio, the host of Clark and the Coach, and of course, the voice of Preps Radio, Mr. Clark Numbers Johnson. But you don't have any numbers in front of you.
No, I told you, I don't. I sit down here, and one of my favorite things is preparation. So I come with a stack of papers. I got nothing in front of me here, so this could go sideways.
But you got a fun game going on tonight.
Yeah, well, two teams that are kind of struggling, Northridge and Roosevelt. So we'll see some 4A action tonight. But yeah, looking forward. I love this time of year because we can start seeing conference action. So
yeah.
It means the most, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, I say fun game. Any game with you calling it, it's a fun game.
It's my happy place too. It doesn't matter who's out there. And I can announce anything. I can sit by the side of the freeway and announce cars going by. And I'm happy.
You've done that before.
I have, actually.
You guys do a wonderful job. It's awesome to follow you guys, Clark and the Coach. You and Bruce Dick, of course, a legendary basketball coach up here. It's a lot of fun, man. It's been a great show to listen to.
Yeah,
it's our dissection of Preps every single day.
Bruce brings me a lot of credibility. Yeah, it's great. And you've got me sandwiched in here after NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint right before you. So you kind of trapped us in there. So we get some listeners waiting for you and coming off a Tanner show. So, yeah, we're doing – it's been a lot of fun and love doing the show daily.
Being able to listen to coaches and players on a daily basis is just it's awesome. And I know Preps is so fun up here. Everybody's into it.
Sure.
So being able to have that outlet on top of the games is great. Kevin Lytle tweeted this out a few hours ago, and you and I were talking about this. A couple of Fort Collins high school players that you know pretty well,
sure.
Dorian McGarity and Dante Johnson, they had committed to CSU, full ride
a while back,
scholarships. Oh, yeah. Yeah, a while back, obviously, under Adazio's regime. Then we all know Adazio gone. Jay Norvell from Nevada comes in, brings in almost his entire coaching staff from Nevada, brings in a slew of players from Nevada, which makes it easier to move on from players that were committed or whatever, because you're bringing in your own guys. These kids were not reoffered after the coaching change, and right now they're out in the cold. They're looking for new opportunities.
Yeah, and you and I line up a little differently on this, and I'm an old guy. So my thought is when a kid is offered from a school, he's not offered just from the coach. He's offered from the school as well. He's going to be a student athlete at the school. And especially the tie is these guys are local.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how often, Brady, do you hear the comment, oh, more great local athletes got away and went out of state? Well, we got two great kids. I'm talking to Matt Yim, the football coach at Fort Collins today. Very disappointed Matt is. And he said these are the best two kids that have come out of Fort Collins in the last 15 years.
And they're not going to be playing.
Not going to be playing local. And I get that. I get the other side of the coin where players, if a coach leaves, the players can go into the portal. They can get a transfer. They can leave. I understand that. And I get your point, but I'm just disappointed. I got to sit and watch these guys. I got to call their games. They're two terrific young men, too. Just very well-spoken, great guys. Going to be great for the community, great for CSU. And I'm a Fort Collins guy. I love the Rams, too. And here I am disappointed that I'm not going to be able to see them. So, to me, that's a little odd. And the other catch, Brady, is they stopped the recruiting trail long ago.
Right, they quit looking. Yeah.
Look at how much wasted time there is now. All the coaches that Matt's talking to me about saying, got to turn this coach down, got to turn this coach down. Well, now I said, I hope you kept your notes, because now all those guys are going to be back in the mix. But a lot of time, too, goes by when you commit to a school as well.
It is interesting, and I get where you're coming from. Obviously, this is the business side of it that a lot of people don't talk about as much. You know,
sure.
We've got the transfer portal dominating headlines, name, image, and likeness dominating headlines, COVID dominating headlines. But what we're seeing on this other side, especially via Twitter, because these kids are posting it out. I mean, I saw instantly CSU Rams players from last year. As soon as Adazio was gone, they were like, oh, crap. And they start posting their stuff.
Sure.
So I guess where I come from, it's like in the past, this year it's kind of tough. But now, kids, I think when you commit to a team, you commit to a coach. Let's face it, you're committing to the coach.
Right.
Because if that coach gets fired,
which happens seemingly more now than
every 3
years,
right? It just seems like there's a darn good chance. You know, we're not every, you know, every year, but you've got a coach has a 3-year lifespan, and if they're not cutting the mustard, they're gone. So I guess where I look at it, Clark, is, and I'm not blaming these kids at all, and I'm not blaming, you know, the people that are surrounding them and helping them.
Sure.
But you almost have to, when you sign with a team or you commit to a team, I feel like you have to do your due diligence for the rest of the season and watch how it's playing out with Adazio.
Sure.
Going, okay, boy, is the writing on the wall right here? And maybe that's not the kids' responsibility, but maybe the parents, to say, hey, there's a good chance Adazio's not going to be around next year. Maybe we should be loading up our resume again.
Yeah, I got to be a contingency. I get that going through, but especially—
You're of the mindset still that they're committing to the school—
I am.
And not the coach.
I still am, but now I'm getting the fact that I'm just an old guy living in the past.
I think there's a lot of people that feel that way, that say, hey, they've committed to the school. And plus, it's a local thing, so it's even harder to wrap your head around. But here's what makes it easier for these coaches now, because I think before the transfer portal changed its rules, well, 3 years ago or whatever it was, or now it's just the Wild Wild West, you know, Jay Norvell can instantly bring over his guys.
Right.
And so he doesn't need to rely as heavily on Adazio's guys. And if he's like, I don't think Adazio knows crap, I don't even want to even dabble with any of the – although I think Dante Wright and a few others are going to end up being there at CSU. But you just wonder, you know, if that adds more pressure to it, I think, is saying, okay, well, Norvell, since he could bring over 11 guys instantly from Nevada, he – for lack of a better way of saying this, may look at it as I don't need those guys.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They don't
right.
fit my style, perhaps.
I kind of get that. And I would say, oh, he brought all these other guys. That's maybe you're losing your spot to one of those guys he brought over. I don't know how much Coach Norvell looked at Dante and looked at
probably not
at Dorian, but it's the whole of the deal. And I sit here in the preps land all the time watching these guys for 3-4 years. Dorian was impactful as a freshman. I mean, he is a stud, and so was Dante. One's going to, you know, Dante's going to play free safety probably, and Dorian's going to be one of the best wide receivers you'll catch out here, I guarantee it. But, boy, now who's looking? I mean, Wyoming.
Yeah.
I heard Air Force is looking. I heard CU's interested. So now, then you start looking, and I go, I'm a Fort Collins guy. My first instance was, okay, I'm a Fresno State grad. Get them up there.
Yeah.
Let's bring the dogs down here and beat
CSU. Oh, and have a little rivalry there, yep.
And then I'm talking to Matt Yem, too, and Matt's a CSU grad. And he goes, Clark, he goes, I hear you. I felt the same way. Let's let them go to a team that's going to play CSU, and maybe they'll get run through it. But he goes, that leaves a bad taste in your mouth, because true, he is a CSU guy too. So kind of tough.
Well, and I guess I look at it too, and again, I don't know that much about Jay Norvell yet, but just having a chance to talk to him, and hell, the guy wrote a book on wide receivers. I mean, he actually wrote a book on wide receivers and how to play wide receiver. And so you looked at, you know, we were talking about the signing class. He had a ton of receivers on that mix, and transfers, guys that he'd been scouting. Now, the local side of it, there are people out there that are like, great, is Jay Norvell, does that mean he's not going to be
at all
looking locally? Yeah. And the only thing I would say to that is he'd already done his due diligence as far as recruiting, right? So he'd probably not been invested in this area that much.
Sure, I get that. Now I get that.
I think next year, the year after that, if you see the next 2 years and he is not, you know, delving into the local thing, you could probably get away with saying, okay, this guy doesn't really care if they're from Colorado or
right.
not.
And that was my question right away, is how invested is he going to be in? I mean, Adazio obviously was wanting to get local kids in, and that's going to get increased crowds. It's going to get people excited in the area. And, what will Coach Norvell will he evolve into that over the next couple of years? Yep.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. I think on the other side of it, the flip side for Jay Norvell, I don't know how much pressure is going to be on him with CSU, but I think any coach now that is just bringing over his guys from his team.
Sure.
Because, I mean, Steve Adazio, there was no grace for Steve Adazio.
Nope.
Because he brought in tons of dudes from Boston College.
Sure did.
He brought in Scott Patchen, not from Boston College, but a guy that's going to be in the NFL, probably. And so you brought over a bunch of studs to come over and play. So when he was making this excuse, it's like, this thing was so broken. It's like, dude, you in 2 years, you brought over a lot of your guys.
Yep.
So I know that doesn't complete the entire team, but I do think that a guy like Jay Norvell, if he struggles next year and the year after that, not next year so much, but the second year, you are going to look at that and say, man, did you miss out on these opportunities of guys that were local and that were good? And instead of bringing all your Nevada guys over and guys you were recruiting, the pressure is going to be on now. I don't think that 3-4-5 year deal is going to be there. I think it's going to be more like 2 or 3 realistically, yeah. Unless you show some signs instantly.
Yeah. I hear that. We'll see going forward if we all want this to happen. We see our local kids. We want them to stay in the state. We want our local college football teams to be great. We all do, whether it's CU, whether it's Air Force, whether it's UNC here in our own backyard, or CSU, who we have such a great connection with. But interesting.
So let me ask you this, so just point blank.
Sure.
Do you think it's fair that these kids that we're talking about, it's gone? Scholarship's gone.
Boy, oh boy. I have to say, fair? I mean, if we're going to sit in a court of law, is it fair? Yeah, because they have the right to do that themselves.
They have the right to, yeah. It's kind of like the coach argument, too,
right?
They can
back out, just like, you know, you should have the same rules for both. I'm just talking about when you have kids that have committed, all the things that go into this, to me, make it the perfect storm. Local, the long-time commitment by these two kids. You want them to stay. What are they going to do as far as recruiting? You know, talk about Matt Yum, the coach, too. Now he goes, Clark, I've got to sit here and resell these guys. I got to go back out and do something that I wasn't planning on having to do. I said, we've already done our homework. We've already done our job. We got these kids, and we aced it. We got these kids to CSU. And here they are now, you know, whether it's going to be Wyoming, whether it's going to be an RMAC school, who knows where it's going to go. But we're talking about two D1 kids, too. They should end up at a D1 school.
So. Yeah. No, I think that there's cases to be made on both sides.
I think is it fair? Yeah. I that's why I have a hard time arguing and saying I'm right and that's it. That's just my feeling. And it kind of is old school, too, that you're not just committing to the coach. You're committing to the school. But then I look at what you're talking about. Fresno State, Washington, same thing. Fresno State football staff is going to Washington to be the coaching staff for the Huskies. And a bunch of Fresno State kids are going with them.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the way it is. And for that truth, can't blame Coach Norville. But anyway, We'll see what happens to Dante and to Dorian. But two really good kids. I got the pleasure of watching them play high school football. Just disappointed that after the excitement of knowing they were going to be here at CSU, very much, it's like Christmas, here's your present. No, we're going to take it away.
Well, and then again, you're right. That's why, you know, you do hope that even new coaches or whatever, that's one of the first questions any reporter is going to ask him. Sure. Is, hey, what's your philosophy on recruiting local?
Yep.
They're all going to say the same thing. They're all going to say it, but the proof is ultimately in the pudding. And for the fans like CSU, UNC here, they care if it's local, right? It's like it's got to be local. If CSU is winning,
yeah, you're right.
You're not as concerned.
No.
So,
no.
But if he struggles the next 2 years, you're going to say, hey, well, why aren't you adding more local talent?
And that's
that side
you're exactly right. It's that when you struggle that people start searching for reasons.
Everything, right?
And then it local comes into it. But, you know, I'm on the other end, too. I get to watch these guys play for 4 years. Impactful.
Well, and
freshmen, you
know, have an interesting story, too, because you followed, and I think I was joining you at this time, was Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
A guy that, you know, you and I don't think anyone's accusing us of being scouts necessarily, but we both said, this guy's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, Clark. That it's frustrating knowing he didn't end up playing somewhere like local, right?
Completely agree.
It's frustrating.
He ended up going to Western.
He went to Western, but you know, we saw UNC scouts out there, and I'll never forget a game we were doing. Austin's having one of those games.
Oh yeah,
running all over, throwing it, even punting, punt return. The scout stands up, looks at us, and says, "He's left at halftime." He said, "I'll listen on the way home." I'm like, "You're a scout,
right?"
And you're not going to watch.
He walked out and he saw that he was 5'7 or 5'8 or whatever Austin is and said, nope.
And said, I'll listen on the way home. And it's like,
look a little closer. Look at the 39 touchdowns.
I know you want to get home and beat traffic. But this guy, now look at him. See, a top 10 running back in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not saying every play, like,
no.
But you got to do your due diligence. And it does get frustrating. And I get where you're coming from, where you have stud players. You want to see them here.
Sure.
And I think that was one of the things I did like about Adazio. When he first started, he's like, we cannot lose good players. Like, I get, you know, we got to recruit and get studs in here from out of state, but But when we have them in our own backyard,
let them go.
We have to get them. And you know those two guys. They're pretty damn good.
Absolutely.
Clark, appreciate you, man.
You bet.
What time does everything get started for you tonight?
We will get going at 6:30, pregame show, and then 7 o'clock, Northridge at home against the Roosevelt Rough Riders. So should be fun tonight. And then Preps Rewind tomorrow at 10. We'll bring it all home.
The defending Colorado Broadcasters Association Preps Broadcast of the Year. So, I mean, pressure's on.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, all kinds of pressure.
Clark, appreciate you, man. We'll be listening.
You bet. Thanks, Brady.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It's going to be a wild weekend in the NFL. There is still so much to be determined, and we've only got one game left to decide, one weekend left to decide. We'll talk about that next.
Before making that pick, listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.